This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Chris is right now preparing his favorite karate chop for me tomorrow.
Yeah. Let's keep the gravitas happening. Michael, what have we missed? What do you want to cover that we haven't covered?
Maybe about 5 hours worth of stuff, but no. One thing, you know, a lot of people think EVPs are just voices. I've always found that some of my favorite EVPs were actually not voices at all, but sounds. Animals or weird music coming from nowhere. And I've got a really great example. I don't know if you've heard this one, Chris. You may like this one. But we were invited to go and do research at the Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago. You know, Dr. Fisher, who was famous for working at Lincoln Park Zoo, he was always on Ray Rayner with his animals and stuff. We were in his office. He's long since been dead. But it's about, this picture is 2 o'clock in the morning, completely dark, everything turned off, no electricity, nothing going on, no radios, nothing like that. It's 2 o'clock in the morning in Dr. Fisher's office at the zoo. And I captured this recording. And if you cue up a weird music detail, you'll hear something. Once we play it, I'll explain to you the backstory on it.
What's the name of this clip again?
Weird Music Detail. Great EVP, and there's no words at all in it.
It's very low, folks, so let me do a little trickery here. I'm going to do some trickery before we play this clip. And I'm going to take care of the volume. I'm going to blow it up about there. Probably going to have a lot of hiss after this, okay? There it is. Okay, this is going to have a lot of background noise because I just blew this up quite a bit. The weird music detail.
I didn't hear anything except line noise.
Well, there it is, and Chris will hear the full thing when he checks out the playback.
I think another idea, too, that we might utilize, Gene and Michael, is to go ahead and post these EVPs that we featured here on the show. Post them at forum.theparacast.com on the show thread. Just go to the Paracast forum. Go to the thread, talk about the show with Michael Esposito, and we'll go ahead and give some, you know, non-broadcast versions of these EVPs so that you can hear them off your own computer without any sort of buffering and filtering, all the things that take place between, you know, the show and your ears and listening to the broadcast. So we'll have those up front and center for you.
It would be okay here because we're only playing like a third of them. Put the whole kit and caboodle up there.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Everything. I'll put everything up there, and I'll either do them as separate files or one collection that you can download. And maybe what we'll do is we'll stick it in the Paracast Plus. So if you're a member of the Paracast Plus, we'll make available in a special thread all of these files for you.
Right.
Not hearing it on playback. Gene, were you able to hear organ music or strange calliope type music?
I was indeed, and our listeners will too. Understand they're having difficulty because of the logistics of what we're trying to do, and I have to look for a better way of doing
it. I'm not hearing anything, Michael, on my end. I'm not hearing any of the playbacks at all. I may have heard just a shade of one, but I think
I'm getting the same thing you are, Chris. Yeah, I'm getting nothing too. So I'm just working on faith here.
Yeah.
such is my line, right?
I've been working on Faith's project for 7 years.
Right, exactly. But yeah, but anyway, what the interesting thing about that is, so the music sounds like a lot like a calliope or maybe a merry-go-round, correct? The only merry-go-round in the park was on the other side of the park, which is literally a mile away. And it wasn't on, of course, because it was all shut down. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. But find out that at one point, a long, long time ago, where Dr. Fisher's office is, the merry-go-round did sit. And that weird kind of 70s, you know, organ or calliope music, if you will, that sound is actually from the location where many, many, many years ago the merry-go-round did sit.
Oh, I see. Wow, that's intriguing. So that would lend credence to the assumption, I guess, that you were picking up something from when the calliope-sounding merry-go-round used to be right by the office there, because obviously today, if it's a mile away, you're not going to be able to hear it. Even if the wind's coming in your direction from the calliope, you know, you're not going to be able to hear it. So that's interesting. And you're right. No, I haven't heard that. How often do EVPs feature other sounds rather than human voices? I mean, could you put some sort of percentage on it? It would seem to me it's a fairly small percentage.
I put it about 5%. They're rare. I mean, they're rare enough that I find after all the EVPs and all the voices I hear almost on a daily basis. I hear voices on a daily basis. you know, when I capture something that I know to be like an unknown animal sound that shouldn't exist or unknown, well, you know, even women wailing or crying or sobbing or gunshots. We've got cannon shots at battlegrounds. The calliope music or the merry-go-round music, rather. When I capture stuff like that, I get fairly excited about it because I'm so used to the voices in EVPs. When I capture something that I consider, you know, rare or a 5%er, you know, to me that's striking a little bit of gold.
Yeah, I seem to remember you had one that had chickens in it or like a rooster crowing, if I remember.
Yeah, I think so. I think possibly. I got so many. I got tens and tens. Tens of thousands of EVPs. Some of the more interesting ones I remember, I mean, obviously at the Museum of Purgatory Souls, that woman just screaming bloody murder is just amazing. That you hear in the composition. Some other organ.
Well, how about some other Class A EVPs that you've down, you know, uploaded to Gene? What other ones do you want to go ahead and present?
Let's try The Dead Are Here. That was from Luann's Farm.
Yeah. Earth to Gene.
This is a very fast one, folks. Here it is. So you do hear the words, "The dead are here."
Play it one more time.
Sure, one more time.
I turned my speaker volume way up, and I did hear something, but I couldn't make it out.
Now, the interesting thing about EVPs, too, is there don't seem to follow constraints within time. Some of them are very fast. Some of them are slow. A lot of times the meter's off on them. A lot of times parts of them are in forward. Some of them are partially or all in reverse. So they don't follow the same mechanics of regular sound recording, you know, or what we would deem to be a normal or true sound, which is always really interesting. In fact, right next to that, there's one that's I Might Be English, I think is a fairly interesting one, too.
Tell you what, we'll do that sound in our next segment, okay? Give you a sense of what we have and give you an idea of the various options. This one's a very short one, so we'll play it. In the next segment, we're talking to Michael Esposito about these incredible sounds that he has recorded, and we'll present them, the complete collection, to members of the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
the award-winning graphic converter, the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. Get 20% off from lemkesoft.de/gene. That's lemkesoft.de/gene. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So right now, I'm going to play that clip that Michael's talking about might be English. We'll try it twice because it's only about 1.5 seconds. One more time. And what they say is, they might be English. What's the background of this one?
That's from the Pottawatomie burial mound where they buried the Dutch settlers. So if you listen to it very closely, you hear sort of a Dutch accent from it. We also got stuff in German and well, Dutch, if you will, and also some of the potawatomi. So we had various time eras like bleeding through, you know, our recordings, which I thought was quite interesting. Also on there, and this will be a kind of a nice, interesting one for kind of a segment here. If you look at I Will Never Leave, Chris, this one's from Mantino.
All right, I Will Never Leave. Here it is right here. And this clip, by the way, is very low in volume. So what I'm going to do before we actually play it is to do a little volume enhancement there. Okay, so the only change here is I'm enhancing the volume of I Will Never Leave. Let me try it one more time. I cannot understand that at all. Sounds like the Rorschach test here, Michael, because I could not understand any of those words. And maybe it's my hearing, but then I'm not a rock and roller.
Again, different people here are comfortable at different frequency ranges. You know, like you always hear the common argument from women that my husband never listens to me. There's a good chance that a lot of times he doesn't hear her or very well anyway, because certain people have certain frequency ranges that they're comfortable in hearing and they can hear real easily. And other ones, you know, like someone you think you're speaking clearly to asks you to repeat something three or four times. There's a good chance that it's in a frequency level or a combination of frequencies that they don't work in comfortably, and they do miss it or a lot of it. So, yeah, a lot of times some of the EVPs, people don't hear. Some other people say, oh, I hear that perfectly, and it doesn't bother me anymore because I'm so used to it and I understand how it works, you know. Another one from that same investigation is they don't die. You might want to try that one.
Okay, I have to look through like about 10, 15 of these. This one also, I'm going to do I don't have to do it. You have two channels of sound, one of which is very loud, one of which is not. But since our listeners are hearing this in mono, it doesn't matter.
Much better, like no pain or suffering.
Something about pain or suffering?
There were two EVPs of that. One says they don't die.
All right, well, this one is entitled They Don't Die, but I hear it about pain and suffering.
There's also something in there about pain or suffering. I just hear they don't die. It's because that actually might be reverse and just mislabeled.
Okay, well, but I won't die trying to find out what happened there.
Right, but what I do want to bring up about that is I'm doing a box set. I did a series of flexies, or I've been working on a series of flexi records, which are like the flimsy records or sound sheets that used to come in magazines or in the back of cereal boxes. And I'm doing a box set of the ones I've done over the last 5 years, and some of them aren't available anymore. There's one that my brother and I did on Mantino Asylum. And what we wanted to do is in all of my work, I give what I try and keep as truism as far as reference and make sure everything's portrayed in a scientific or pure manner. And Mantino was a great asylum because they tested Thorazine there. They had a lot of schizophrenics there. And some reports that have just recently come out about schizophrenics from a couple of the East Coast universities, I think one was Yale, a big dissertation came out, talking about how schizophrenics suffer what they call the housekeeper's dilemma. In other words, the housekeeper cleans the house, turns around, and it's dirty again. They can't seem to organize their world, where a rational person, when they're in a new environment, they organize their environment to be able to function in it. What the housekeeper suffers is never being able or the schizophrenic suffers is never being able to organize the world that they're in and can't function in it. A lot of schizophrenics claim that ghosts or spirits have stole their thoughts or stole their thoughts and put words in their mouth and things like that. And a lot of the physical twitches and things have been somehow linked to pre-death throes. So what they're saying and what some of the psychologists are saying now, they believe that possibly schizophrenics actually have one foot on both sides of the veil. In other words, they're constantly flip-flopping between the living and the dead. And they can never seem to organize their world, so they never really know whether or not they're dealing in the living of the world of living or the world of the dead. Now, take it one step further, LSD was actually used initially as a treatment for schizophrenia, and it actually later was deemed to represent or to portray what schizophrenics go through. And from that, psychedelic music was used to represent what an LSD trip was. And so my brother and I did an album with the EVPs from Mantino, and we put together some compositions of psychedelic music to go with it. And I wrote a big lecture on the inside. Now, the Flexi is no longer available, but it is available as a download, and I wanted to include that in the box set. So what I did is I had the cover of the album repressed, or the Flexi, and I sent it to Zane Kesey, who you might know, his dad was Mark Kesey of the Merry Pranksters. He wrote One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Well, that was Ken Kesey.
Ken Kesey, that's not Mark Ken. So Ken Kesey's son, Zane, has one of the, who was actually a few years older than I am, was actually a kid on the Magic Bus and stuff, you know, and they're credited with vetting tie-dye and Tim Leary used to write them.
With the destination indicated as further.
Further, correct. Further, exactly. And
before you get too far away from Mantino, Michael, but we must kind of bring our listeners up to speed. This is the first of the super institutions for the mentally insane in the early 1900s. It's where they first performed frontal lobe lobotomies, where Thorazine was first tested and developed, where electroshock therapy techniques were developed, also where extreme hot and cold water or hydrotherapy shock treatments were first utilized, and those techniques and prescriptions.
And also LSD testing, yes.
Let's do our break, and then we'll have more of this. And we have some questions from listeners that Chris will get into sometime in the next two segments with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We're being revisited by EVP Chris. He's someone who comes in occasionally and raises heck. Right, Chris? Come on, please.
I don't know about raising hell. Maybe, perhaps. If you're involved, yeah. Generally, I raise hell.
Thank you.
I'll look up our questions. But, you know, I wanted to zero in on Mantino a little bit more, because when we went there in what was it, 2006, I think, Michael, 2005, the 1,200 buildings that used to be part of this huge complex had, for the most part, all been, you know, knocked down.
They were just repurposed.
Yeah. The facility had been abandoned, basically, for a number of years. I think in the mid to late 90s, they finally closed it. And they started, you know, knocking the buildings down. And by the time we got there, there were only two dormitory, big, huge dormitory buildings and a few of the smaller office-type buildings left. You know, people have asked me to describe what it was like walking in there. And the only way I can really describe it is imagine the sound of a million voices screaming and then put it just below audible level. It was like condensed acoustic ghost soup in there. There was a roar that you could kind of feel, but you couldn't hear. And it sounded like, you know, the screams of millions of people over 100 years, just, you know, or 90 years. And it was very disconcerting. Michael and I had a sighting of a weird kind of pale spectral face in a window that was, there was no way somebody could have been up 15 feet off the ground. Up in this particular window, I heard the sound of footsteps come across the entire, 100-plus-foot dormitory building in pitch black, kicking, little bits of broken glass and stuff. There was nothing inside. It was all totally cleaned out. There was just a lot of debris, small crushed-up debris, plaster, piles of bricks here and there. And me and a light guy were filming into a hydrotherapy room pointed, laterally from the main room, which was to our left. And the two of us, the light guy and me, we heard somebody walk all the way across this room. It was quite distinct with the echo of the footsteps. I wanted to move the camera and the light and film whoever it was coming across this space, but I was busy, doing a shot in the hydrotherapy room and staying in the doorway. As soon as the director said cut, we both turned to reveal who had walked, who had been sneaking up on us across this huge dormitory room, and there was nobody there. At that point, we had split up into two teams. I had thought it was somebody trying to sneak up on us from our, from our group, trying to freak us out. But no, it wasn't. It was this weird, set of footsteps, probably 20, 30 footsteps coming across pitch black in a large empty space, kicking a pile of bricks at one point. And, swing around quickly with the light and the camera, because both of us, me and the light guy, both heard it. And we were looking at each other going, who's that? Who's that? And as soon as he said cut, we both turned, and there was nobody there. Remember that, Michael?
It was an amazing place. I mean, just truly, with the amount of stuff and the EVPs and just everything that went on there. I actually brought a piece of the slate roof home, and things at home got so bad, I ended up taking it back. I said, no, I can't get rid of this.
Have they torn the rest of those five buildings that were remaining out of the 1,200 down now?
No, it's still there. And actually, a lot of the buildings, there were quite a few of the buildings that were repurposed into offices and actually living spaces and warehouses. So there actually were more buildings still standing, but just gutted and rebuilt to serve other functions. It's weird. The energy there is extreme, to say the least. But anyway, as I was saying, with Zane, I don't know why I wanted to call his dad Mark, but with Zane, he has one of the last acid blotter perforating machines left in America. So I thought it'd be a great idea to have it pressed into 900 tabs of acid blotter per flexi culver. So the actual covers are, even though it will be acid-free paper, Chris, but they will be pressed and perforated into 900 tabs of acid blotter.
Right, and use Casper the Friendly Ghost as the image.
Right? But, just amazing. I wanted the correlation to remain of that whole congruency of the whole schizophrenic question, and LSD and psychedelic music, all relating to this question of whether or not schizophrenics actually are or not flip-flopping between the living and the dead. And if like energy attracts, does that actually enhance the schizophrenic's malady? Or is the fact that they are schizophrenic attract the...
I think that's a legitimate question, but we have to remember that schizophrenia is a catch-all, a very broad-based, general term that encompasses all different kinds of mental conditions that really don't have any other place to be classified, and so they just lump them all into schizophrenia. It's an incredibly complex...
It's probably one of the most misused or abused diagnoses field. Yeah.
But when you have a place like Mantino that's designed to hold, I think, 5,000 patients, and it routinely had 10,000 to 12,000 or even more people crammed in there, plus a cemetery where bodies were dumped very unceremoniously, I might add, from a lot of the deaths that occurred there, especially during the Depression in the 20s and 30s. When you have warehouses where people with mental problems are warehoused, single women, young girls that are pregnant, were often placed into these big super institutions, unwed mothers, people with speech impediments, people who would not normally now in this normal, high tech age, would be dealt with properly instead of warehoused with, suicidal, mentally ill, suicidal people, maniacal, mentally, totally, shall we say, antisocial types and that sort of thing. Back then, it was a catch-all place for anybody that didn't fit into culture. And it would make sense that there would be a lot of anguish and residual, potential residual elements left behind by anguished people and patients in these facilities. One of the things that that I found very depressing in there was that one room where they some investigators had written out in graffiti around the entire hydrotherapy room a file of one of the patients in there, and we got some great photographs in there. But Michael, we're kind of running out of time here, and we do have some questions from some of our listeners, and I think we should start to address some of the issues that have sprung up.
Sure. Which is sad, too, because I kind of wanted to touch base on Peoria Mental Hospital, too. That would have been – do you remember that one?
Yeah, I do. We did the Ghost Asylum documentary there.
This is kind of a last-minute announcement, but since Michael doesn't have time to cover every topic he wanted to, on this episode of the PowerCast, we're going to hold him over, and he's going to be our guest on our special premium podcast after the PowerCast, available to members of the PowerCast Plus this week. We're covering EVPs, haunted places, and more with Gene and Chris. You're in
the PowerCast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. We have all these exclusive PowerCast things that you can buy. We've got 60 or so different items, and entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the PowerCast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a PowerCast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.thepowercast.com, store.thepowercast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the PowerCast. You go to store.thepowercast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
Okay, Chris, how about going through some questions quickly?
Well, you know, one thing, Michael, I must say, and it's been very disheartening for me as someone who has become actively involved in brief spurts in haunted site investigations. I do feel that this is a very fruitful and very compelling type of investigative work. But, you know, a long ago, years ago, I absolutely gave up on any of the just dozens, it seems, of ghost shows that have been on TV. I really have problems with manufacturing evidence, with, you know, reality drama and creating problems between members of the investigative team and all this reality show BS, basically. Where do you come down on these ghost shows? I mean, are there any that are worth watching? You know, Ghost Hunters after the third season, to me, was a joke. Amy Allen's show, Dead Files, I've seen, admittedly, not many, but I've seen a few episodes of that, and I know Amy, and I know that what she's picking up on is, for the most part, legit, but give us some of your favorites and some of the shows that you absolutely don't like, and tell us why.
Yeah, honestly, I kind of stopped watching them a long, long, long time ago. I remember when Ghost Hunters first came out and they started to do it, it was interesting, but I found myself watching it for the drama that was going on between the people and, you know, the whole East Coast kind of, they had a real nice feel of what their home lives were like and things like that. And I actually found myself watching it more for that than fruitlessly or in occasion, you know, very few occasions, which is good too, because I think out of all of them, Ghost Hunters was probably, especially at the beginning, was probably one of the most, well, straightforward one. I mean, I don't know, you'd have to watch like four or five episodes before they captured anything worthwhile in the beginning. So what they would do is they'd fill it full of infighting and other stuff, which actually made it more interesting and probably a little more realistic. But then refined their formula, and then it just went to, you know, crap like all the rest of them. But yeah, it's usually filled with people that are into themselves and not interested in the thing. So I'd be more interested in looking at documentaries or things like that. You know, I think people need to redefine the purpose of doing shows or programs, you know, as to what they want to accomplish.
Come on, it's filler between commercials. Let's get real.
Right, right. It's something that links commercials together at this point, which is totally retarded. But that's why I say the documentary level, I think, would probably be something that's more interesting to me. Because unless you just want a thrill or whatever, and then you're really just on a joyride. It depends on the level of the audience, because I think what they've done is misjudge the level of the audience as someone that's just looking for a thrill versus somebody that's really interested in thoughtfully exploring it.
Right. Yeah, so it's the real, you know, there's a deep gulf between true investigation and pure entertainment.
Correct.
Well, you know, that's why I liked our original Dead Whisper project, which came out in 2006. That was the real deal. Nobody was faking anything. Everybody was, you know, the camera was just a, you know, kind of a fly on the wall. What you saw is what happened. People's reactions were what they were. There was no, you know, let's try that again, do another take. Everything was one take and real life. And I wish more of the shows would adopt that kind of approach. And obviously, if they did, they wouldn't be really finding much, because it's pretty rare to go into a situation and actually have something to present to a TV audience. Well, it'd be really boring.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think what's really cool about that program, too, is there was a special edition of that DVD put out with B-roll of just shots in between us screwing off and things that showed how things were really going. And you get a real sense of watching that. You got a real sense of what was really going on there. So if anybody were to watch it and say, oh, you know, it's probably staged and blah, blah, blah. If they were watching, if they went back and watched the B-roll or the bonus disc, they saw, you know, all the stuff that was going on and around and behind the scenes. So they knew that when we were laughing or joking about stuff or we were setting up, and, you know, they could see all the inner workings of it. And so they would know that it really wasn't something that was scripted or staged or what have you.
Right, right. The B-roll featured extended shots. You know, we take maybe a 15-second or 20-second shot that was used in the Dead Whisper piece, and the B-roll would show what happened before and after that to put it into context. So I have a question here, and you know, you've actually scared up some new posters at forum.theparacast.com, where our listeners are able to, you know, dial up the question thread and post questions for our guests. And this one comes from France. It's from French UFO. It's their very first post at the forum. They've been a member since 2014. So, Michael, you're bringing them out of the ethers here. And we see a lot of groups and shows using EVP with various technologies and tools. Are these tools and methods all equal?
Well, I've always said, I mean, when it comes down to tools, they're nothing but tools. The best, I've often been asked, what's the best tool someone could get starting out in this business? I always tell them a good set of ears. You know, nothing in the world is going to replace solid observation and careful listening. Practice careful listening. Practice observation. People miss so much because they're just not paying attention. So, I mean, you can get the latest and greatest electronics or ghost box or EMF readers or recorders or whatever. In fact, the cheapest recorders are better because you have less sound control. You know, you have less sound buffering. You know, I'd never use a Bose recorder because there's so much sound cleaning technology in it. You don't get what you hear anyway. You know, but still, nothing replaces just a real strong sense of observation and a good source of attention.
Well, I remember after your first guest appearance here at the Paracast, there was quite an extended thread of people arguing, well, the only EVPs that are captured are captured on you know, the cheapest digital recorders, and this stuff will never be picked up on real good audio equipment. And there was a lot of suggestion, I think, in the naysayers saying that this is all sort of sound pareidolia, that it's all, you know, either crosstalk or contamination from people whispering in the room. One thing that I must say, though, Michael runs a really tight ship when we're doing EVP recordings. there's an absolute blazed in fire rule that when we're doing EVP recordings, nobody is allowed to whisper.
It's not the ghost whisperer. It's just no one's around allowed to make a sound. We don't want to contaminate.
The gene whisperer.
Something like that.
Just pat his head.
Thank you. Michael, where can we find more of the stuff you do?
If you go to www.discogs.com and type in my name, you'll find an extensive list of my productions, my recordings. Also, if you just Google my name and then EVP after it, something like the first 36 pages or something on the search engine.
That's real good. You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast, look for the two Paracast fan clubs. We will be offering the complete archive of all the EVP files that Michael sent us, and then you can make your own determination as to what you think. And neighbors, we're going to hold over Michael Esposito for this week's episode of After the Paracast. So that's yet another reason to become a subscriber. To become a member of Paracast Plus and really, really support this show, you go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. We offer this show commercial-free, better audio. We also offer the After the Paracast podcast and lots of other benefits with more coming. And the more benefits depend on how many of you members stick with us and how many of you listeners join up to support the show at plus.theparacast.com. TheParacast.com. That's P-L-U-S dot TheParacast.com. We also have links on all our sites, so no matter where you go, you find out there is a Paracast Plus. So check it out. Michael Esposito, it's always informative to discover the work that you've done and hear more of it. Thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's always a pleasure to be with you guys.
Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.